It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, welcome back. You know, early voting is underway in Missouri and Illinois. Of course, right now it's absentee voting with a reason in the state of Illinois. You can, state of Missouri, you can request an absentee ballot, or you can even go vote absentee in person as long as you've got an excuse. You're not available that day. You know in advance you have a disability. There's some reason you can't get to the polls. You can do that. But there are big issues on the ballot this year. We got John Lamping, former Missouri senator, on the phone with us this morning. John, how are you?
Good morning, Mark, Kim. Good to be with you both.
Yep, great to have you. You know, just a bit earlier I was talking about the online sports wagering issue. I've got all this on my voter guide up on the website trying to describe what's going on here. But this Lake of the Ozarks casino and this minimum wage issue, we got a lot of big things to decide here in terms of affecting the Missouri Constitution. If nothing else, John, people should look at what the ballot looks like this year and realize Missouri is a target for a lot of powerful outside interests because we have a weak initiative petition process.
Yeah, it's really interesting. What we're getting is kind of a live civics lesson. The left in particular often worries about our democracy while completely ignoring the fact that we're not a democracy, we're a constitutional republic. And the difference being that a democracy is everything's determined by the majority, whereas the way we make laws in this country, both at the state and the federal level, when we go through the legislature, it's a very long and drawn out process. Both the House and the Senate and then the executive branch all participate in lawmaking. But these ballot initiatives, this is pure democracy. And I heard your earlier conversation about how deceitful, in particular, the gaming amendment is with their rhetoric and how they're marketing the amendment. And this is really the dangers of democracy, is that the people are uninformed and a majority decides something based on false information. And I will tell you that, you know, the fact that our state is the weakest level in order to change laws, it's still this is going on all around the country, where I think powers that be have recognized just how hard it is to make law at the federal level, just how hard it is to make law at the state level, and they've gone directly to the people with this deception and marketing dollars. And it longer term, this will result in a kind of a breakdown of how we as a society are. Are we a democracy? Are we a constitutional republic? I think most voting people couldn't tell you the difference.
You know, talking about these, deceptive amendments, Amendment 3 certainly falls under that category. And you have to wonder how many people are going to go vote who wouldn't normally participate even in an election. And I think about, I was just talking about, in fact, for headlines, Lucas Kuntz and Josh Hawley, how they're debating on Halloween, which, by the way, I find odd. That's the day they chose. But anyway, I just wonder, Hawley's up, I think it was like 11 points. And typically, I'd say in Missouri, my gosh, there's no chance someone like Lucas Kuntz could ever get close to someone like Josh Hawley. But you have to wonder, could this be a tighter race simply because more people will be coming out to vote because of Amendment 3?
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it most certainly can be. The initiative petition, the stem cell amendment that took place in 2006 is why Jim Talent didn't win re-election and Claire McCaskill became a U.S. senator. That's the thing with the initiative petition process is that sometimes it's used very specifically for the actual amendment itself, in this case trying to get online gambling or gambling itself. But in other times, they're used as tools to drive out the vote, just as you described. Some of the things, too, that, we've got amendments, we've got propositions. What's the difference? Well, a proposition can be overturned, not overturned, but it can be, it's just a law. Laws can be changed by a legislature. But you'll notice the proposition is, for example, around minimum wage. The people that are pushing that, they know very well that this can be overturned. But what they're betting is that if it passes, the legislature, the legislators themselves will be afraid to vote against a minimum wage level. So there's all kinds of things going on here, none of which are really the intent. The intent is we're supposed to be governing ourselves. The founding fathers were smart enough to recognize that a constitutional republic had huge advantages over democracy. It's interesting because the 13 original colonies and states, they all have very strong initiative petition laws. North Carolina, for example, doesn't even allow initiative petition. Those first 13 states wanted to operate with freedom at the forefront and independent of the federal government. Unfortunately, by the time Missouri was formed in 1821 and a lot of the other states in the middle part of the country, they had to look to the federal government first to get approval to become a state. And more often, the federal government actually owned all the land. So in order for Missouri to become a state, it had to get the federal government to help them out. And so they have less strong laws around initiative petitions because they didn't know they weren't really formed so specifically on individual liberty and freedom like the first 13 colonies were, who have the strongest initiative petition laws.
It's amazing. I wish people understood to a greater extent the impact, John, that the lobbyists have on controlling what actually happens in Jeff City. But this Lake of the Ozarks casino issue, it's Amendment 5 on the ballot this year. I'm a no on it, not because I'm opposed to people gambling. I'm suspicious of who's pushing this because somebody's about to make a whole lot of money off of it. They had to go to court and overturn Jay Ashcroft's decision that they didn't have enough signatures. They got a Cole County judge to overturn that decision and put this on the ballot. There's big money behind this somewhere, and it's not going to help the schools any because it's very questionable how much, if any, money would even end up going to our schools.
Yeah, like, for example, the way the lottery works is the lottery was marketed as it would go to schools. And so the lottery money goes to schools, but it doesn't mean that the legislators have to allocate the same amount of money that they would otherwise allocate from the state budget. So it's a joke. They look at the lottery revenue dollars and they say, okay, we're going to get $400 million or $500 million. Well, that's $500 million less we have to spend of general revenue to education. This process, everything that's on the ballot, it has a for-profit motive or it's a political strategy motive. It's not the people of Missouri that are asking for these things. The way that they would ask for these things is they would go to the General Assembly and ask the General Assembly to put these on the ballot. These are all special interests. These are all for-profit entities, and they're very deceptive and deceitful. And it's unfortunate that we are where we are, that we have this process. I think it, longer term, I think it's actually starting to show up where, to the detriment of our culture and society in our state, that this process exists and it flourishes the way it does.
Are you planning to watch tonight's VP debate?
Oh, yeah. I think tonight's going to be great. I don't think we've had anyone as skillful as J.D. Vance with political television-specific political rhetoric. Obviously, he is a very bright. Well, actually, I think Vivek is, and it's funny that Vivek and he are both good friends, went to school together.
Yeah.
They're both so very good at what they being on television.
Yes.
Obviously, J.D. Vance was on CNN for a while, and I think it's going to be, it has potential to be a wonderful bloodbath.
Yeah, and we'll all be tuned in. People can listen here at 97.1 FM Talk. It'll start about 8 o'clock Central Time tonight, 9 Eastern. John Lamping, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Great being with you guys.
Yep, great to get that information from you as well. I hope people are paying attention. Again, all of this is spelled out in the voter guide. The Lake of the Ozarks casino thing, I jokingly said, I'm waiting for Marty and Wendy Bird to show up and do a commercial for them, right? For all we know, Marty Bird is running the financing for this operation. It's just art, life imitating art. It's so weird that there's suddenly people down there pushing for this casino near the Bagnell Dam. And if you've ever been down there on a busy summer weekend, they don't seem to be lacking for tourism dollars.
I
mean, the place is packed on the weekends. I just don't know. Somebody's making a lot of money on this, and it's not the people living at the Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah. Well, and as it relates to going to Amendment 2 with the online betting, it's annoying that they have to be so deceptive about it, because if they just spelled it out exactly as far as what it would actually do,
people wouldn't
vote in favor for it. Just like the abortion amendment. If you actually said what it would do, they know that in Missouri, a conservative state, it would not pass. But the way that they have phrased it, which is so deceptive and misleading, they know that some quote unquote conservatives, I'm sorry, probably some listeners of the show who have written into us will vote for, because they would say, well, I do believe there should be certain circumstances that you can justify it. And that's exactly what they want. That you, they play on your emotions. You feel bad. They put up the ladies like you talk about on the, you know, the Amendment 2, the blonde,
yeah,
who's like, help our schools. And same for Amendment 3. It's this, you know, really cute couple. And it's like, protect the kids.
IVF and all this stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Nothing to do with any of that.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're protecting the kids? Is that what abortion does? Got it.
No, it doesn't. I hope people will read the voter guide, though, because I've spelled out, particularly on Amendment 3. On the abortion issue, the specific language, there's no argument about it. The specific language that allows abortion up until a full term for a baby, it's right in there. Go read it. You go to 971talk.com. It's pinned to the top of the page. Read it for yourself. You don't have to take my word for it, but I've done the legwork for you.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.